The situation in Jamaica's capital, Kingston, remains tense after security forces yesterday fought armed supporters of a fugitive alleged drug lord in a fourth day of violence. The clashes have killed nearly 50 people. Soldiers and police were still searching for Christopher Koch, whose extradition is being sought by the United States on charges of cocaine trafficking and gun running. We spoke to the Archbishop of Kingston, Donald James Reese, who says the situation could drag on.
Young men in their 20s who have been given guns and money, some have even been recruited at $100,000 per day, which is Jamaican dollars, of course. Now, that's a tidy sum for them to fight. Now, and it is alleged that they say that they'll fight till the end. That means they will not capitulate to the security forces. They'll fight to the end. And if that be so, it may drag on for days, and maybe for another week or so. It's quite possible. And also, the security forces are concerned about other garrisons, other areas. We've got maybe arsenal of weapons and strong men, and they're going to go into those areas after this too, to make sure that they rid Jamaica of these garrisons where they tend to be a law unto themselves.